work. I went to convict camp. I didn't like that.
What did you do at the convict camp?
I was a guard on the farm. Man let me stay there 6 months and pulled me out and put me in charge of the kitchen and the shop and the cows and all like that. I said, now you go to passing me up, I ain't gonna stay with you. I sure won't. But he never changed me. So I stayed with 18 months, 6 months on the ladder change.
What did you call the convicts? What words did you use to describe them?
Well, if you didn't know him personally, he was just a prisoner. Mm-hmm. That's the only way I could do that. We didn't have them by numbers out, you know, like a lot of places. But after staying around them for just a short amount of time, you can learn them by name. Mm-hmm. But they were still, you know, went as prisoners.
What did they call you?
Boss. Little boss. Mm-hmm. Well, that suits me all right. It don't make no difference.
When you worked in the cotton mill, what, can you tell me some of the terms, things that you did? Like, what is doffing?
Oh, that was the finished product in a certain room out there and spinning or something to that effect. When those bobbins would fill, you'd have to take them off and put on empties and start them back over.
What did the cotton mill produce? What was there?
Well, we made tie cord, made sheeting, pillowcase and tablecloth, ducking, material for the government, which is light ducking. Let's see, we had bicycle cord, had tie cord, had two different type of tablecloth. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 type, we call it pulpwood, which is a little round, the light duck. That's what the government made tents out of for the boys. And then the heavy duck was using tie cord, automobile tires and heavier tires. And one, two, three, four, six, different type rolls of sheeting.
What was, what is it, what did carding mean?
Oh, that's the way your cotton's processed in the card room. When you first started off, your regular cotton goes in and it's run, it comes out in a good big concern and it's sent from there on down and start twisting. That skein that comes out, it's fluffed. It's just about as big as my thumb. And it goes from there on down to you spinning your other different types like that. There's numbers of them.
What's a skein?
Well,
a skein.
That's the process when it went through these gins. It come out in a skein just about the size of my thumb. Actually, later on was called a certain type yarn, a thread. I've been all over all that part of it, but I didn't work with that part. I was a finished product.
Mm-hmm. What did you do? What was your job?
Our job was to carry it from where it was finished up on the process tables down the basement around over yonder and stack it, and you know, we had different tables. Mm-hmm. And you'd have to watch it. Of course, when you fill that one table up, fold it to 100 rolls on it, then you'd have to go around. Maybe you'd skip